Well, there's a way you got to hold that onion. You cut, I don't know which way it is now, I done forgot, but anyway, you cut the root part, I believe. No, you cut the top and start peeling back towards the root, and you won't get none up in the eyes, some way.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm always crying.
But I put onion in, I put a match in my mouth.
I'll try that. Is there a kind of onion that you eat the tops too?
Yeah, that's a...
Multiplying.
Yeah, the multiplying. Yeah, you use a multiplying, or else you can set your onions out and go pull you up some before the root gets very big. The top's all good and tender.
Now, are they called spring onions or green onions?
Yeah, they're spring onions you put out in the spring, you see, and they make big roots, but if you want some green ones, you go pull you up some of them.
Is that the same thing as a scallion?
Yeah, well, we call that a multiplying onion.
A scallion.
Scallion, yeah.
Now, is it the same thing as a spring onion?
No, you put it out in long around September, put out two or three little roots, and they multiply them many onions while they're growing through the winter. We got that's some right out there beside
that's
house.
A scallion.
Yeah.
All right. What about green onions?
We call that the multiplying onions.
That's the
onion you can go get any time. Now that's done made the seed out there, that little bunch, and it's wilting down, dying down, but you just leave it there, it'll come up in the fall.
Have you ever heard of an onion or a type of onion or something like an onion that's called a shallot or a shallot?
Yeah, the shallot.
The
they're little tiny. You put them shallots out. That's what you plant in the spring to make your green onion is those shallots. You buy them at the grocery. You see those little roots.
He
used to go to his sister's husband used to go to the French market, New Orleans, and buy a sack of shallots. And they're little fellas. And about as round as that, and he'd fix that up in vinegar and put beet juice on it, and he had, I don't know what all he did put in it, and that would be the best crispy onion you ever eat. He'd fix them and bring them to our house.
That sounds good. Well, now, are spring onions and multiplying onions a different kind of onion than the big onion?
Yeah, that multiplying is what you call a scallion. We call it multiplying, but the other onion is what we put in the garden in the spring, and it grows and makes a great big root. And you can have them, go pull you up a couple of onions for dinner, like. But you can, when that top dies down, you gather them and tie them together and put them somewhere and turn that top down. All the water that's in that, they won't rot. You turn the top down between two little old planks somewhere. Mom always went in the smokehouse and put her a couple of plank up, you know, just enough to get this onion top down here and the root rested up on this plank. And just let them be there, because then they
see.
If there's any water in them, that water will come out,
and
they won't rot. I got to turn my chicken on. Somewhere we was traveling when we went to New Orleans, and coming back on the Summit Road, because I said, "There's look at the onions on that shed, you know, hanging there."
And you noticed it.
In them big old roots.
Next time I dig my tulip bulbs, I'll put them.
Right, that's the best thing to do, to hang them down.
Some of mine rotted. I bet that was the problem.
And water in it because we can rot.
There's another kind of vegetable you grow in a garden. It's
okra.
Right? And if you leave a vegetable on the vine, it might get all
get tough and shrivel up. Yeah.
All right.